USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. No news is not necessarily good news in Washington.
President Biden and Republicans remain far apart on the debt ceiling as the June 1st deadline looms. Lawmakers briefly resumed talks after they were put on pause earlier Friday, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre notes this was never going to be easy.
There continues to be real differences between the parties on these issues. We've been clear about what the president's priorities are and his belief that we should come together to continue the economic progress.
Jean-Pierre said Biden's team is working toward a reasonable bipartisan solution.
Jerry Barmash reporting House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he wants a compromise to rein in spending and put more people back to work.
I think we could probably find a pretty good agreement to be able to move forward, but the White House will not budge.
Congress needs to raise the debt limit by June 1st to avoid a default. Nebraska lawmakers have passed a 12-week abortion ban and restricted gender-affirming health care for those under the age of 19. The measure would make it illegal for medical providers to perform an abortion after 12 weeks, except in rare circumstances, and also bans medical treatments such as hormone treatments and puberty blockers. Minnesota's governor has signed a historic gun safety bill into law.
The measure signed in Minnesota Friday establishes universal background checks for private gun sales and restricts when police can use no-knock warrants. It also puts so-called red flag laws into place so a judge can temporarily remove guns from someone who appears to be a threat to themselves or others. Before signing the bill, Wall says he won't let people he terms extremists make this about the Second Amendment. Rather, he said this is about the safety of our children and our community. And he added Minnesotans had been waiting too long for such action. I'm Karen Sloan.
This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Leaders of the world's seven top democracies are meeting in Japan for the G7 summit. They're set to discuss China's growing military and Russia's war with Ukraine, among other issues. The summit in Hiroshima continues through Sunday. Senator Tim Scott is filing to run for president in 2024.
It comes ahead of an announcement that's expected to happen Monday in South Carolina. Scott launched a presidential exploratory committee in April. He joins a growing GOP field that includes former President Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and others. I'm Jim Forbes.
Thousands of horse racing fans are heading to Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore for the Preakness Stakes. It's the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. Eight horses are running with a grand prize of $900,000. An employee at a Florida Dollar General is being sentenced to 4 years behind bars. Dave Collins with the story.
See, he's going to prison for adding bleach to a co-worker's Pepsi. Jerome Ellis, who worked at a store near Orlando, was caught on surveillance video pouring the bleach. The 48-year-old janitor said he was mad at his coworker for brushing up against him. The coworker's okay.
Instagram is set to launch a text-based app this summer that could compete with Twitter, according to Bloomberg. Users will be limited to 500 characters. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.